Hi, I'm Archie Liu, a Windows Development MVP from Taiwan. In this video, I would like to share how to do automation web UI testing with Visual Studio 2017 and Scikit-Learn for Net. I would like to separate the topic into four parts. So, I will begin from why should we do web UI testing? Then, I will give a quick introducing to Scikit-Learn for Net. And the preparation before we start to use Scikit-Learn for Net. Finally, I will do a quick demo at the end. Okay, so why should we do web UI testing? No matter which kind of application you are developing, quality should be the most important thing you should care. I remember someone told me that, as a developer, writing unit test code should be one of the born-to-have skills. With web UI testing, we could check if the flow and behavior performs correctly as we predict. Besides, we could also go through the DOM structure of HTML. Even more, to dig deeper into the attributes and contents of a tag. Of course, we could check if the look and feel is correct or not too. Before we start to write code for making the test automatic, we have to spend a lot of time doing the same things again and again manually. Once we get the test cases into code, we could save plenty of time and able to make UI testing into our deployment flow. I think Selenium is a very famous and popular automation UI testing framework. We could find elements by class name, CSS selector, ID, link test, name, partial link test, tag name, and XPath of a web page. Also, we could get the attribute value and do some check on it. Besides, we could interact with the element too. But Selenium is not the leading rule in this video. Okay, so next, I would like to introduce you the leading rule of this video, Scikit-Learn for Net. Scikit-Learn is a JSON-based technology. You could use it to find out the objects or controls without writing a lot of code. You don't even need to remember the IDs or the CSS classes, just need to take some screenshots. However, Scikit-Learn is based on Java, so we have to use the Scikit-Learn for Net, a wrap library that enable us to code the Scikit-Learn API in our .NET project. To make it simple, Scikit-Learn for Net could help us to recognize the controls and with images instead of our eye in .NET. With Scikit-Learn.NET, we could perform the following actions. We can code the wait API to wait for a target appear. We can code the click API to click on a target. We could code the type API to type something on your target. And we could code the exist API to check if the target appearing on our screen or not. We can also code the right click API to perform the right click. And also drag and drop API. You can code it to drag an object to another. Since Scikit-Learn is a Java-based tool, so before we start to use Scikit-Learn for Net, there are some preparation tasks need to be done. Before you start to run your application that reference Scikit-Learn for Net library, please make sure you have Java Runtime Environment 6 or a newer version installed, and better have the path set in your environment variables. Next, I will go through a quick demo to show you how it works with Visual Studio 2017. In this demo, I will take the Microsoft MVP official website as my test target. My first test case is, I would like to check if the title is correct and also the links including the drop-down items, all the links, including its caption and its URL, are correct or not. My second test case is I would like to check the image is correct or not. And the third one, I would like to type in my name in this text box and press enter. Then I shall find something like this. Okay, I shall find my profile link and then I will click into it. Finally, I shall see my profile. It's all my test cases. There are three. Okay. Now, let's take a look at my test project. By the way, this is the new start page of Visual Studio 2017. Okay. This is the test method of my first test case. As you can see, there are two variables which represent the title and the main links. They are my expected value. Then, I use Selenium WebDriver with the find element by class name method to get the title caption and perform a test with Azure R equal method. Next, I use the Selenium WebDriver with the find element by CSX selector to get the main links for me. And I perform a test to check the counts are the same. Next, there is a for loop to go through each one of the link, and I perform the checks for the caption and the URL part. By the way, if the link has a child link, then I will call the click method to let Selenium click on it for me. So, let's see how it works in action. Okay, let's run the test. Here we are. Selenium is doing the click for me. Okay, the test is passed. Nothing special, especially if you are already familiar with Selenium. So, for my next test case, I would like to check the image. As you can see, I could check the image's URL to make sure it is correct. So, I still use the Selenium WebDriver to find out the background image CSX value for me and perform a check. Let's see how it works. Okay, still passed. Nothing special, right? But if one day someone update the image file with the same name and the same URL, then my second test case will still pass because we can just check the file name or its link, right? So once if you would like to check the content of the image, then I think you can use the GUI for it. Okay, let's take a look at my third test case. As what I just mentioned in my slide, I have some screenshot. First is the text box. Okay, this is the find an MVP text box. Then is the profile link. I just get some screenshot for what I wanted. Finally is the profile content. Okay. Then, as you can see, there is a main page variable with the type of screen. It's for tell Scully the area of the screen is what it should take care of. Then there are three patterns. The patterns is just give the links of the screenshot to tell Scully what it should find. Then I just perform a mainpage.wait to tell Scully wait for the text box appear. Then I perform a click on the text box and type my name on it. Then I suppose the profile link should be shown, right? And finally I click at the profile link. Then I suppose that the profile content should be shown, so I could also perform a test to check if it is true. Okay, let's see how it runs. Okay, securely find the text box and type something and send enter. Then it find my link and click into it. Okay, the test is passed. Pretty cool, right? In this demo, you could see that I mix Selenium and Scully together in one solution to do some automatic testing. If you are already familiar with Selenium, I think it shall be very easy for you to learn Scully for Net to make up what Selenium cannot do for you. If you are not familiar with Selenium yet, I think it is a good chance for you to learn it with Scully for Net together. Okay, let's back to the slide. There is a very, very important thing that I would like to remind you. Please do remember to make sure the value of the copy to output directory property is being set to copy always for all the screenshot images before you run the tests, or you will get exception. If you are interested with my test cases, this is a link for you. Finally, there are some useful links I think might be helpful too. The most important thing, don't forget that this is the 20th anniversary of Visual Studio. Why not to get the latest version and have fun? Thank you for watching this video again. I'm Ouch Liu from Taiwan. See you next time. Bye.